Blaze might have gone against orders in falling for a woman, but Chance wasn't planning to give their team leader a heart attack by being victim number two to the love bug. Poor Ghost. The one thing he told them back in D.C. when he'd recruited them for this job was that their lack of family ties was a plus. No kids or wives to worry about. No parents requiring weekly or daily phone calls. No siblings sending texts at all hours. No one who would talk about them to the wrong person if someone showed up asking questions. And no one who would suffer if the mission went wrong and they ended up in prison. Or dead. Couldn't forget dead. It was possible. The mission was just for a few months while the Ghost Ops team prevented a top-secret national defense project from being sabotaged or the technology stolen. Once Athena was launched, Chance and his team were in the clear. They could leave Alabama, return to HOTHQ, and be reinstated in the military if they wanted. Chance was pretty sure that's what he wanted. What they were doing in Alabama was incredibly important, and yet it wasn't the same ops tempo he was used to. He missed grabbing his gear and hitting the tarmac, piling into a C-5 Galaxy and heading overseas to rescue hostages, kick terrorist ass, or fight insurgents. All three, if he was lucky. He'd miss his team when this was over. These men were his brothers, his family. Some of them might return to active duty with him. Not all, though. Blaze certainly wouldn't. But Seth would. Ethan, too, because he was from New York State and kept lamenting there wasn't any decent Italian food anywhere to be found.
She didn't need this right now. Not on top of everything else in her life. There was the Salty Dog Tavern where she bartended 6 nights a week and took care of the books and ordering supplies. Her big brother Theo was the chef and part owner, but her skills were more suited to running the business than his were. They were doing really good after years of mismanagement by the person her grandmother had hired to oversee the business. She could almost taste the black columns on her spreadsheet. They were so close now. Then there was this farmland and the house, 40 acres of rolling green pastures and woods. She and Theo had inherited the property and the dog when their grandmother died a few years ago, and they'd worked hard to keep it in the family. Sure, they could have sold off 35 acres or so and let the developers move in to build a subdivision, but she didn't want that. Theo didn't want it either. He lived over the dog, and she lived here. She felt guilty about wanting to hold on to the farm sometimes because selling the land would eliminate all their problems with the dog. But Theo was adamant that selling was a last resort. Unless it got her a cure for the diabetes she'd had since childhood, which they both knew wasn't possible. Rory looked at the pregnancy test on the counter again. Pregnant. She swallowed. Type 1 diabetics didn't have the risks they'd once had, but it was still more than usual, which meant she was going to have to make an appointment with a gynecologist or an obstetrician ASAP.